the ability to integrate your spiritual power into your body, to let that spiritual power heal the wound and fill your energy so that you can influence the world around you, is something that you all know about and that you all honor. It is perhaps the finest thing that you can do on the earth, because it is an understanding of your spirit and your experience on the earth and your body and your behavior. It is all in alignment, and that alignment reaches up to the universe. That is quite a beautiful thing, and we want you to know that we have great respect and admiration for you, because you are working to do that. We do not need anyone to do it perfectly, because it is, after all, the earth plane. But to hold an expanded understanding of how you are working on the earth is a very beautiful thing. We do want to mention one thing, because it is important for you to remember. Because you know this alignment is the thing that is most important. The alignment itself actually expands and makes more powerful every action you take in your life. And that is a thing we want you to respect in yourselves and open to. So if you are saying to yourself, which we do not believe you are, but if you are saying, well, where is my spiritual purpose, and I am not doing enough, you must understand that you are your spiritual purpose, and that as you align with the universe, every action you take then carries the nature of that spirit and blesses the world. When you can move away from the idea that you must come up with a spiritual action, but understand that you are a spiritual action, then sometimes it is easier for you to appreciate yourself and what you are doing. It is only in the patriarchal structure that you judge one action above another as being spiritual or not spiritual, powerful or not powerful. This is a part of the illusion of that kind of system. But as you are all moving forward, be sure that you stop to respect that, that even if you do not know where your action, however large or small it is, even if you do not know what it is influencing, you must allow yourself to know that it is influencing. And in that, you are the servant of light on the earth. So, begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in that peace and exhale fear. and begin to feel your energy rise. Your lightened energy moving up through your body. And feel the crown open. Feel your energy moving into the night sky. Feeling yourself a part of all that is. A part of the balance of the great universe. Let the wind blow away your cares and see a silver road ahead of you. As you walk on the road, feel how easily you move upward, no effort. The wind at your back. And see a point of light high above you that is calling you. And let the light open to admit you to a place that is your place. Know what is around you. Feel a warm rain wash away any heaviness that has not left you yet. And as it does so, feel your lightness move to a higher level where a teacher waits for you. Spend this time with the teacher. Now see that the teacher blesses you and gives you a gift. Thank the teacher who has been here with you. Breathe in all of the energy you can hold in this place that lightens you. And as you walk to the entrance, feel golden light all around you. And know that when you carry this light, it can take any form that you wish it to take. Feel the entrance open and step onto your path, becoming aware of the beautiful light in the night sky, of the perfect balance of all that is. And become aware that you are not on this path alone, that a teacher walks on either side of you. Allow yourself to know that these teachers will be with you in the coming days. And come back to the room again, above your circle. And as a service, find for the others who sit here with you a message, a gift. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.